The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You're listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings one and all. My name is Tony Lightfoot, the aforementioned Tony Lightfoot. This is the TWBC podcast. This is the latest episode. And glad to have the pleasure of your company once again as we continue to profile some of the main movers and shakers in the sport of tournament water skiing. And just trying to preview some of those people that that are making waves in the sport of tournament water skiing. And with that in mind, let's talk to the 2023 world overall champion. He comes to us from France, and his name is Louis Duplan Freiberg. And how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing super good. Thank you for having me on the podcast, and I'm excited to discuss with you.
Okay, so let's go. So, Louis Duplan Freiberg, a name that doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, at least so far as skiers in this side of the world are concerned. You know, in terms of name recognition, but as I mentioned right off the bat, I mean, you're a world overall water ski champion. You know, you snag that title in 2023, came up about 19 points short of doing the exact same thing in the last World Championships in Italy. So the consistency is certainly there. So I mean, at this point, obviously looking for that that second world title to try and give credibility to the first, and obviously to the runner up spot. So so how are things working out for you so far as that goes in terms of a training for the upcoming season?
Yeah. Which is super interesting is, like, I don't know if you remember, but the last podcast we did together was the Malibu Open 2 weeks before the World Championships in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were talking about, like, I did my PB at that tournament, then I got world champ, and the last world, so we were in Recheto, I like equal my PB. So it's funny, like, we're doing the podcast just after, right? And it's going good. I'm in Florida right now. Most of the time in January, February, March, April, June, beginning of the year, I'm always in Florida. Training and preparing the next tournament. The next one is going to be Mumba, the first weekend of March. So I'm really excited about that. And it's really fun. I'm doing good. I'm having fun. That's everything I can wish for, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, you're excited to go to Mumba, but probably more excited about the opportunity to redeem yourself, because last season it was your first ever appearance at Mumba, and it went about as well as, well, as most people do on that Yarra River for the first time.
Yeah, it was I will call it humbling experience. So yeah, I did. It was the first time there. I was impressed by the vibe there, the people, the crowd, the lake and the river, because the river. It's challenging, definitely, but I'm ready to go there and ski. Last year was I was skiing really good, and then I just discovered the place. It's kind of same as the master, my first masters. I was in junior, and it was really it's just like the first time you're getting there, and like I'm like, wow, what's hot? Like, okay, it's like that. I know my brother Paul did super good for his first Mumba there because he won the nine jump, and he got like third, I think, during the day in jump. So I'm calling. I'm telling him that that's his tournament. but I'm really, yeah, I'm really excited to go there and yeah, and ski.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to mention Paul won the night jump event at Mover. I mean, the Duplant Freiburg family. I mean, it's stacked. I mean, it's got you, it's got Paul, it's got Tristan, you know, and you're all skied like at high echelons in the overall. I mean, at the European Championships, both you and Paul were podiumed in the overall competition, and do so on a fairly regular basis whenever you compete in the overall event. You know, so I mean, how much encouragement do you kind of keep each other going forward? You know.
Well, it's motivating because I'm the oldest brother. So, in a way, I need to show the example, be the example. But they're really good, so they're pushing pushing a lot behind me. So it's a good thing. It's like a, how you call that in English, because I have the word in French, but not in English. You know, it's like a cycle, but it's bring you up. And because like you see them improve. Yeah. Like right now with Paul, we're training in Florida together. So like we coach each other in trick, we ski together in slalom and jump, we see each other skiing. So it's a good, alchemy. That's how you say, like a atmosphere where it brings you up.
It's highly motivating.
Exactly, yeah. And slightly motivating. Tristan is a bit younger, so he still has to be in school in France. So I'm training less with him. But when we can train all together, we're training all together. So, and I know he's training in France. So that's in another motivation.
Okay. All right, then. So Tristan is still in school in France now. Now, between the two of you, Paul and yourself, Louis, whether you actually competed in collegiate water skiing. I know there are a number of skiers that are involved in overall and in the singular events that have actually continued their skiing into October, but I don't think you went round the same path as somewhere like Thibaut or a Tongue Daniel, like Florida Southern.
I can explain. So my plan was I remember like in so I did a normal in France normal how you say I went to school normal track no because you can go in France with the athlete track when you're young around like 10 years old so you have like days during the week where you can train and do your sport but like my parents said school first you study you have good marks then you can ski so I was basically skiing after my classes. And then my plan was like 80. I wanted to be an accountant.
Wow!
So because my mom is an accountant, so I wanted to run the business with her. So in 2018, I graduated from high school. I do 2 years of preparation to go to business school because that's like what you do in France. And I get into my hometown business school, which was one of the good business school in France. And they still have a special track for athletes, which was allowing me to travel the world and study everything remote for 5 years instead of 3 years because I was doing fewer subjects because everything was remote and I had more time to train. So I look at my parents, I say, okay, look, I give me 5 years. I want to achieve my dream. I want to be a world champion And in 5 years, I stop everything and take a job.
Oh, okay.
So I went there. 23 world champ. And I looked at my parents and said, I love that too much, so I'm going to figure out something with water ski.
Okay.
Trust me. And so that's why I stayed, I made the choice to stay in France and do my, you said, like university and college in France, because I had that opportunity to fully train and still study at a good level, everything and remote. So that's why I did that path, and I was able to spend like 6 to 8 months a year in the US from 2020 to until now.
Okay, so
So Paul is doing the same thing, and Tristan, we'll see what he does, but he's on this track.
Okay, so eventually you're going to go back to training as an accountant at some stage. So when is that?
Well, in between, yeah, sorry, I did not precise it, but in between, I just realized that accounting was not for me at all. I did not like it at all, because I did a couple internships, because in the school, like you need to do internship,
an apprenticeship type deal.
Yeah. And so I did accounting and digital marketing, and my first internship was accounting, just to give it a try, and I hated it. I'm not planning to be an accountant right now.
Yeah,
I'm just skiing and giving my best to be as professional as I can, and and perform.
Okay, have you given any thought to doing anything else career wise aside from being accountant? Because if you hate accounting, then you're really going to hate it when you have to make it a 9-to-5 job. When you decide not to ski every day or train every day to compete.
Yeah, my second internship was in digital marketing in Paris. So I spent like 4 months there. I was doing a 9-to-5, 9-to-6 exactly. And I was in a cave in a startup and I loved it. But just the fact being in a cave like 8 hours a day was a bit too much. And I don't like the big cities. I like when small towns, nature, can go to the lake easily, downtown easily. So basically my hometown in France, or Groveland, Florida. I knew I like digital marketing a lot.
Because you can do it anywhere, right?
Exactly. That's the thing I love. It's like you can do it anywhere. The only problem I see is that, so I got graduated in last September. So last September, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to start my own company, do digital marketing. Perfect. Let's do that. And I realized that I needed 80 hours a week at least to start a business while I'm training at least 40 hours a week. And I'm like, how can I do that? The math are not right. Because when I'm resting from skiing, if I'm working like 20 hours a day, it's not resting for skiing. So it was a big math problem, or I don't know. It was a big,
It was a numerical. It was just like a numerical challenge that the figures just don't add up. You know, I mean, you can do something and you can do something else, but whenever you try and combine the two, then it's just absolutely, just completely unsustainable. You know.
Yeah, and. And my point of view was, I know that you can't, skiing at a high level is not forever. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I want to focus on that. And I still, all my life I did two activities, school and skiing most of the time. So I still need something on the side to keep me entertained. So either school or just I can just do do some missions. I think you call that like digital marketing missions, or stuff that keep me busy on the side. But I say, let's focus on skiing. Like, for example, I spend the whole off season to try to see new partners, raise some budget for the ski season. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, let's do it professional. So that's why, like, I have a communication agency that helps me to be like in the newspaper, social media, all this stuff in France, and then like get partners to for 2027, because my goal is to be world champion in 2027 in overall. So I'm like, okay, let's all in, let's make it happen.
Okay, there was certainly plenty to unpack there in that previous response. Let's unpack it a little bit. So you prefer living the small town life in southern France. You're not about the big life in Paris or even somewhere like Lyon or Toulouse or anywhere like that. So kind of give us an idea of what kind of existence Louis Duplan Freiberger strives for, you know, and what part of France is preferable to you, if it isn't Paris or Lyon or Marseille, or, you know.
Yeah, sure. So I'm from Grenoble in France. It's in the middle of the Alps. It's actually 1 hour south of Lyon. And so basically, I'll not say small town, because like we have like, I mean, okay, for the US it's going to be a small town, but it's like 600,000 people living there. It's basically in the middle of the mountain, so I have ski resorts at 30 minutes away. My girlfriend Brooke, when she's coming, she's telling me that it looks like a lot like Utah. Like the sceneries and the city looks like Utah.
Park City, Salt Lake, I would imagine.
Yeah, like really close to the ski resort. Mountain. I love mountains. That's why, like, sometimes when I stay too long in Florida, I'm getting a bit homesick because it's too flat. So I need I love mountains. I love like the cold, the snow too, and that's it. Like the town is, I mean, I can go because I love that region. Like the town is pretty small, so in 10 minutes I can be downtown, and in 10 minutes I can be outside of the town in the backcountry. I have the lake at 15 minutes away from where I live. Ski resorts, 30 minutes to 2 hours. You have like, I don't know, 20, 30 ski resorts maybe. So it's, for me, the dream.
Indeed, you know, and it's probably quite easy to be inspired by the surroundings of Grenoble and even Park City in Utah, because the one thing that those two share in common is that they're both held a Winter Olympic Games at one time during True. each history of existence, you know. So I mean, you seem to have placed yourself in a position, you know, where you can be heavily influenced by like the Olympic legends that have sprung up from places such as those.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not thinking about that every day.
No, of course. But I mean, whenever you step out the door and the Olympic rings are everywhere, you know, whether it be Park City or Salt Lake City or Grenoble, you know, I mean, it doesn't go unnoticed, you know?
Yeah. No, definitely. There's a, like a legacy about the Olympics in the town, because it's just like it's a big sporter city. Like everyone's doing some hiking or alpine ski, whatever. Like everyone is doing a lot of sports, so that's pretty nice. And but to be honest with you, I like Groveland, Florida too, because at Jack Travis Ski School, that's where I train. Like I told you, like between 6 and 8 months of the year, it's just. I mean, I get that when I open the door, and I go to the lake, I had like same thing legacy, because I know like it's a bit, it's like a famous and well-renowned water ski school, and I'm like lucky to train there. You're like athletes really good skiers in the ski school, because I think like the Lelani posted something for Worlds in Recheto, and like we had like out of the, I don't remember how many people were in finals, but we were 21 from Jack that skied that day in the finals of the World Championship. Just to tell like a statistic how, I mean, everyone is so good at the ski school. So I feel, and what I like about that place is like I feel like in a little bunker. I just go there, train like a monk, basically. And it's close, it's in backcountry, close to nature. I don't know, I love that. And you still have Orlando or Claremont, that's like 30 minutes away. And it's pretty good if you want to just like cut from water skiing and just go have fun, do a little golf, mini golf. I'm better at mini golf than golfing, actually, but.
Oh.
Yeah, but just do something else is good. And so it's pretty similar to what I know in where I used to grow up, even though I'm more in the backcountry in the US, but still the same feeling as like about sports and location, I would say.
Okay, so we're fairly well established that whether you're not in Grenoble, you're in Jack Travers during the course of the ski season, you know. So I mean, and you get to travel, you get to compete alongside some of the best overall skiers of. Obviously, it's highly competitive. I mean, there's Dorian Llewellyn. He trains there on a number of occasions. Daniello Filchenko, who I believe is there right now, possibly the training for the season to come. You know, so I mean, there's certainly plenty of motivation, you know, to try and get one up each other, you know, in the course of your training. So how does that kind of manifest itself, you know?
Well, I mainly train with my brothers when I dare, or with Natty or Jax. So I train when they want me to train or ski. But I said Dorian is there every day. Danilo Reyna is here. Even though we try to, for example, I don't know, we're all gonna jump at the same time or. Like we trick and slalom around each other. Depends if the ski school is busy or not. But for Dorian, for example, I see him every day. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let's continue on. Let's actually focus in upon the season that's about to arrive on the doorstep. I mean, obviously we hinted at Moomba Masters. In the beginning portion of March, and obviously you want to try and redeem yourself because, well, I mean, it didn't go particularly well in any of the events. I think we can safely say that. So a little bit of a redemption tour is in the offering in March. So we'll look forward to seeing that. But then The next tournament to come after that, after the Moomba Masters in March. I mean, I'm looking at my list here, and Swiss Pro Tricks. Does that kind of tempt you?
Of course. That's on my list too.
Any other tournaments in between Moomba and there, or is it gonna be from? From Moomba to Swiss Pro Tricks, and then the season officially ramps up from there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like that. If there is I know there's some tournaments at the beginning of April at Jack's, so I might do it. I might not do it. Depends how things are going. Yeah,
how Moomba shapes up, and whether you feel encouraged by that to put on the show on one of those tournaments prior to Swiss Pro Tricks. And then there's now one event that we don't get to see an awful lot of you is a slalom event, at least from a singular point of view, because you are an overall skier, you know, and almost every tournament that you go to is a free event tournament for the most part, you know. And the next major tournament after that is a Swiss Pro Slalom. I don't think I've ever seen you ski in that tournament. Are you encouraged to do that one, or are you gonna leave it and try and train to qualify for the U.S. Masters?
So that's a big it's a good question you're asking. So I've been working on my slalom a lot for the past year and a half now, and yeah, I felt like I put in a lot of work, and I feel like I want to do the Swiss Pro slalom, but you haven't seen me there because first, until like last year, I didn't have the minimum score to go there, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I have it.
You have it now.
But the thing is that last year I wanted to do it, but we had the LCQ to get qualified for master. So most of the time I like to do one thing good. I mean, try to do one thing good and not two things at a time. And last year we had Swiss the day just after the LCQ. And so last year I chose to do only LCQ, focus on LCQ. I got qualified in trick and jump, which were the two events I was trying to get qualified. So that's why I did not do Swiss. And I went there to the tournament. I watched the slalom piece because I wanted to go to be a part of it. But I'm like, okay, it was not the right timing. So hopefully this year, yeah, that's on my list. I will see if I can do it or not. Yeah, it just depends on how things going, but definitely I want to do more slalom tournaments.
Indeed. And right after the Masters, hopefully you'll get qualified for the Masters. Certainly wish you the very best for that tournament, you know. But I mean, but the deal now with the Masters is it's now part of the Nautica World Series, and wanted to get some comments from you about that, you know, because while the Nautica Series is going all in on free event, it isn't going in on overall, you know, which I'm sure for someone like you and Dorian and Daniello and a number of other skiers that have chosen that path towards excellence must be a little frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of good because now, like I always, as you said, like I always go to tournaments where I can do three events. So with the Nordic Series, I have like and the World Water Skier Overall Tour. We have. I have for sure with the World Water Skier Tour, I have a four stop where I have overall and overall tournament. With the Nordic Series, there's no overall, but there's three events. So I have the minimum score and I'm qualified to do three events in those tournaments. So I'm definitely going to focus on these two tours this year. I feel like I wish we could have overall in this Nautic Series tour and only three events, but that's their decision. I think I think they have their reason to do that.
It probably won't take any much more in the way of effort to actually have like an overall award or something like that, you know, for the overall skiers. I mean, if they're going to do three events, you might as well just go all the way and just do overall as well, you know. I mean, you know, because I mean, this is an exciting time for overall. I mean, there's you, there's Dorian, there's Jake, there's Daniello. The field is stacked, you know, and it probably for like the first time in a long, long time that we have some really, really good talent out there that are really hitting the water hard and producing some good results.
I mean, that's, yeah, we can, I think And not, to be honest, like, I think it's the, I feel like the World Warrior Ski overall tour has influenced that, because when you look at, I don't know, like Jared told us the number, but in 2024 on the last step in the Florida Cup at Fluid, with the like Joel won, I got second, and then Dorian third, Martin Coleman fourth, and our scores were higher than Adam Selemeyer world record that he did like in 2000. Jared will remember the thing, but that's what he told us. So like, mm-hmm. when you look back in 6 years, like the sport improved a lot, and I think like now we have a tool for overall people. I'm like, okay, we're gonna train and improve, because there is actually a stage where we can perform, where before you were just like training where you can. Like training in the event where you can perform, and then after you were like training for Europeans and world, because overall was there. But now there is a legit tour, so we can. I felt like it's bringing more people, and that's what you were saying. I mean, I'm thinking about Tincho, Jake, Thomas Degg was a bit part, Alex Kishil. Like, there's a lot of
Tim Veal
kids. Yeah, Tim Veal, exactly. We haven't seen him yet on the tour.
Yeah.
They're coming, and like people just, yeah, pushing. So that's good. And yeah, I mean, I wish we could have overall in, yeah. I mean, we have overall in Mumba, even though we're not getting any prize money for it.
Yeah.
And Master, there is no overall. And yeah, the Nautic series, I, as you said, there's already three events, so I would say, I don't know.
And at this point, we'll take a break and partition off this this interview with Louis Duplan-Freiberg on the TWBC podcast into another episode, which you can catch up on next time, the next Friday. But until then, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.